Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Yes, Friday, always recapping the week that was. Life and Style Weekly and Senior News Editor Jordy Lippe joining me via Google Chat from New York now. Jordy, Adele obviously has found love again after all the heartbreak that she wrote and sang about in 21. And now, not only did she find love, she may find herself walking down the aisle soon.
When she showed up to the UK's BRIT Awards, obviously everyone was talking about all the awards she was winning, but what we were keeping our eye on was that massive ring she was wearing on her ring finger. And it turns out that sources tell us that she is hoping to be married within the year.
So is she engaged?
She has not actually admitted to it yet, but she is definitely sparking a lot of rumors by wearing this huge old ring and saying that she's happier than ever and wouldn't object to getting married and having babies anytime soon.
What a 180 from a kind of underground heartbroken artist to an international superstar that has now found love, but I'm certainly happy for her as well. And more pop royalty that has definitely found love though too. Jessica Biel, Justin Timberlake, they're definitely walking down the aisle soon. Correct, Jordy?
Absolutely. And now Jessica Biel isn't wearing a ring, but has confirmed she's getting married, so it's a little bit of a flip-flop. But what sources are telling us is that she is walking down the aisle this summer and is leaning towards more of a Monique Lhuillier gown and is hoping to do a wedding in Colorado, actually.
Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe here on the Ralphie Radio Show. There's a lot of controversy surrounding the love allegedly going on between Rihanna and Chris Brown. Rihanna denying all reports of that she's dating Chris Brown. She says that she's single. Of course, they have collaborated together in the studio. Life and Style broke that news for you just a couple weeks ago. And now, a real housewife from Beverly Hills has a message for Rihanna. What is that message, Jordy?
Well, I'm sure you know Taylor Armstrong has gone through her own issues with abuse with her ex-husband, and she spoke out exclusively to Life and Style, warning Rihanna not to get back with him, put a stop to the relationship, that this is the first red flag, and that she really needs to step away.
Taylor's sentiment certainly echoed by a lot of other people as well. We'll see what actually ends up happening, because that love can be a crazy thing sometimes. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Jordy, you have had the pleasure of being in the presence of more pop music royalty, Jay-Z, Beyonce. What is the couple like since the birth of Blue Ivy?
Well, and you know who else I was even more excited to be in the presence of was Blue Ivy Carter.
Oh, Blue Ivy was there too.
Absolutely. I caught up with them at lunch in West Village Restaurant, and there she was, Beyonce and Jay-Z munching away with Blue Ivy right in her hands.
Was there a lot of security around them? Or?
Actually, it was very interesting. They were very low-key, and security actually stood outside and were kind of peering in through the window to watch the couple, but they were very gracious. Jay-Z was actually ecstatic that the food came so quickly. He was really surprised, and they just seemed like new, young parents trying to handle a baby that was being a little bit fussy.
What, was the baby like crying out and everything, or not?
Yeah, I think the baby was a little bit hungry, and as I'm sure you've heard about all this breastfeeding controversy of whether or not Beyonce was doing it in public, from what I saw, she went into the bathroom to breastfeed the baby.
Just
typical parents.
It's interesting, because they're trying to be typical parents, but obviously they're not your typical people with the celebrity that surrounds the both of them. So it's good, though, that they can find their own little like nooks and crannies throughout New York where they could kind of go and be off just with each other, no?
Absolutely. I actually caught up with them at a Knicks game. I was lucky enough to sit a few rows behind them. And after the Knicks game, they went to a little restaurant called Red Farm, and the restaurant stayed open an hour later for them so they could just enjoy time together and not be bothered by any fans or paparazzi, and they seemed really happy together.
Wow, Jordy Lippe taking part in Linsanity. How about it?
Oh, you know it.
All right, read about these stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior News Editor Jordy Lippe, hey, have a great weekend.
You too.